We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Beis, Hilchos Shavuos Halacha Beis, which Rav Nosson Zalman says is also Hilchos Kibud Avoim. He's going to make a connection between the two, which we're going to see, I believe, much later on in the Halacha. In Yoredeya, they both appear close to each other to a degree, so that's why Rav Nosson Zalman connects them. Loisiso es Shem Hashem Alekecho Lashov. This is a pasuk from the Ten Commandments, Aseres Adibrois, the fourth commandment, where Hashem said, where the Torah says, "Do not use the name of Hashem falsely or in vain." Va'amar Rabbi Seinuzal, and the Gemara tells us, "Shebein im nishba l'shanois es hayadua nikrashov," that if a person swears against something that's known, meaning I'm looking at a table and I say, I swear that this is a chair. I swear. If a person makes that kind of shvua, that's called shvuas shov. Ubein im nishba al dovar hayodua uposhut shehu kamay shehu. Or if a person swears about something that's very obvious, he's holding a cup of water in his hand and he says, I swear that this is a cup of water. I swear that this is a, you know. Those are both considered to be shvuas shov. They're both considered swearing false. They both go under this title of shvuas shov. Rav Nosson, the examples Rav Nosson Zal gives is kegoin al eitz shehu eitz v'aleven shehu aven. A person swears about a tree that it's a tree, or he swears about a rock that it's a rock. Both of these are shvuas shov. V'lechoira hadovar tomua. Rav Nosson Zal says that this seems to be very strange. Madua yihi echoimer ho isur, kishenish baldover hayodua kemoishehu hoemes. Why should there be such a severe law, you know, such a strict law, and it's considered such a terrible avera if a person swears about a glass of water that it's a glass of water? Haloi loy hoitzi shum sheker mi piv. He didn't lie. He's not saying anything sheker. We know sheker is a dirty word. Sheker is something that Hashem hates. And there's no sheker here, number one. When a person swears about a glass of water, that it's a glass of water. Exactly. Umadua kishenish baldover she'eino yodua. And why is it that when a person swears about something that's unknown, it's not obvious, ve'efshir litois boy, and it would be possible to make a mistake about it, there, ein bo yisur shvua, v'haskor shem, shamayim. There, there's nothing wrong regarding the fact that I swore or I mentioned Hashem's name. Rak shelo yishov al hasheker. I just have to be careful that I'm not lying, that I'm not saying anything false. But as long as I'm not saying anything false, if I swore about something that's not obvious, then it's a kosher shvua, then it's okay. If I swear about something that's very obvious, that's in the category of shvua shov. Why? What's so terrible? What did I do so wrong? Valdover hayodua uposhut, whereas something that's obvious, yesh boy isur chomur kolkach, there's such a super strict isur involved, afal pi shenish bal huemes, even though I'm swearing honestly, I'm telling the truth. Vilechoira hoyonira lehefech, Rav Nosson Zal says it would seem logical that it should be just the opposite, meaning kishenishba filu be'emes al dovor she'enoi poshut kol kach ve'efshe litas boy. When I swear correctly about something that's not obvious, it's not so clear, and I swear, and it's not so simple, and I swear, so, and it would be easy to make a mistake about it. Let's say there's a red drink on the table, and it could look like punch, it could look like Hawaiian punch, or, you know, like some kind of a fruit punch, or it could look like grape juice. And we're looking at, people are looking at it saying, wow, I wonder what that is. That looks like fruit punch. No, that looks like grape juice. No, a guy says, I swear that that's grape juice. There's nothing wrong. In something that's not obvious, that's not so clear, there's nothing wrong. Valdovar ha-poshut, whereas the thing that is obvious, lo yeh ha'isur chomor kol kach, it would make sense that it shouldn't be so forbidden. What's so treif about it? Ubeemes, whereas in reality, I'm sorry, I skipped a line here. That when I swear correctly about something that's not obvious and it's easy to make a mistake in, I would think there it should be super forbidden. I would think in the case of the grape juice, it should be super forbidden. Why? Ki ulai hu toyes atzmoi. Because maybe I'm making a mistake. You understand? Here there's room for error. Where there's room for error, where there's not, it's not so clear, and a person goes ahead and swears, I would think there you're doing a terrible, terrible thing. Because what if you made a mistake? You swore and you used Hashem's name? That's terrible, terrible. Whereas, avaldovar haposhut, whereas something that's 100% obvious, lo yeho isur chomer kolkach, I would think that there it's not such a terrible avera. What's the big avera? Ubemis, whereas in reality, Gozro ha-Torah k'doysha behepech mizeh. The Torah decreed the exact opposite of this. Ki ha-nish baldovor she'eino yoidua. When a person swears about something that's not obvious, ein boy isur. There is no avera whatsoever. There's nothing wrong. Ki she'nish ba-ba-emes. If he swore correctly, if we swore accurately. Rak she'tzrichen l'esrache gam mizeh. It's just that the Torah tells us that if you really want to be a good boy, don't even do that. Avoid that. Don't do no swearing. Machmas chomer shvua, because shvua is such a strict thing, better to avoid it completely. But if you did swear, you didn't do any crime. If you swore about something, again, that's not obvious, it's not simple, it's not clear, you swore and you swore accurately, you didn't break any law. You are not in violation of that major sin. And at times, there are times when it's even a mitzvah to swear correctly. As the pasuk says, and in Hashem's name, you shall swear. So we know that there are certain instances in the Torah, in Hebrew law, when it comes to shomrim, a watchman who's watching something and it gets stolen, the Gemara says he's supposed to swear. It's a mitzvah to swear. Ukishenishba al dovar hayodua kemoi shehu hoemes. Whereas if he swears about something that's very, very obvious, it's perfectly clear, and he swore correctly, hu oiver beisur chomor moed. He violated a terrible, terrible sin in the Torah, al loisisa, of mentioning Hashem's name in vain, shehu lav chomor me'aseres hadibrois. It's one of the strictest lavin in the entire Ten Commandments. What's going on here? Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Beis, acho inyan mevoyer, al pima shemevoyer, umuvon bechol divrei rabbi seinu zal, ubefrat bazoyer kodesh ubiksovim. Rav Nosson says, however, based on something that's discussed throughout the Gemara, and especially in the Zoyer Kodesh and in the writings of the Arizal, we're going to be able to understand this very, very well. What is it? She'ikr shleimus ho'emuna hakdoshu hu lahamin shashim yizborach roitze ba'avoidas ho'odom bozeh ho'oilom. That one of the most important foundations of our faith in Judaism is to believe that Hashem wants us human beings in this physical world to serve Him, to do His bidding. Even though this doesn't make sense in any way, we can't rationalize this in any way. How does it make Hashem any better if I put on tzitzis or I don't put on tzitzis? If I eat in the sukkah, I don't eat in the sukkah. How in the world does Hashem benefit from that? Rationally, we can't rationalize that. Afal pi kein, despite that, Kvar gilu lanu avoseinu v'raboseinu akdoshim mimois Avram avinu alav hashalom u'moshe rabbeinu. Despite that, our forefathers and our holy rabbis have taught us from the time of Avram avinu and Moshe rabbeinu sheho emes hu kein, that this is the fact, this is the truth, that Hashem wants and enjoys and appreciates when us human beings in this physical world do what He wants us to do. And this is the basis and the foundation for our entire religion. Just as a person who denies that there's a creator is an apikoris, the same exact thing is true if a person says he believes in Hashem, he believes that there is a creator and he's great and he made everything, the koifer bozer, but he denies what we just said earlier, he doesn't believe that Hashem, that the creator of the world, said you should cut your beard this way and not cut it that way. That you can't cut it with a razor, you can't cut... What kind of stuff? We know the modern intellectual world, this is the way they talk. Of course I believe in God. Of course, creator, I love him and he loves me. We're best buddies. And of course, I listen to God. I don't kill people. I'm a nice guy. I say hello to everybody I see in the morning. And I eat healthy foods. And I take care of myself. And I even take care of the dog. I do all kinds of good things. But to tell me that I should work on Friday and I shouldn't work on Saturday, to tell me that the creator of the world cares if I work on Saturday or Tuesday, or that he cares if I eat matzah today or I eat strawberries, I can't understand that. That doesn't make any sense. Chas v'shalom, that's the same exact apikoris as the person who doesn't believe that there's a Hashem at all. Both are koifer, it's an atheist, and a min, an apikoris. Kiloi soihu broho, because Hashem did not create the world for it to remain nothingness. Losheves yitzara. Hashem created the world because he wanted it to be inhabited. He wanted the world to be civilized. Kiloi borohu yizborach es oilam shetia toyu vavoyu kamoi shehu. Hashem did not create the world for it to just take its own course, that the trees should do their own thing, and everything should do its own thing. Kiim lo sheves yitzora. Hashem created the world. His main objective was for the world to become inhabited and civilized with human beings. Liyashev oisa bibnei odom, bnei deya, to settle the world with human beings. Sheyakiru es gidulosoi umalchusoi, who would realize and understand Hashem's kingdom and his greatness and his authority. And they would serve Hashem in this physical world specifically. Because the Gemara says, today, when it says, which I have commanded you today, the Gemara says, today Hashem wants us to do. Ksiv hayoim daiko. It says hayoim in the pasuk. V'loy lemochar boilam haba. Not in the future, in the next world. That's not where Hashem is looking for us to be spiritual. Hashem wants us to serve Him in this physical world today, now. V'zehu ikar achiluk shebein Yisrael lebein hakoyfrim v'mechakrim. And this is the main difference between religious Jews, believing Jews, observant Jews, versus atheists or mechakrim, philosophers, the kinds of philosophers or scientists that do not believe in Hashem, that do not believe in Hashem, or do not believe in the Torah, or do not believe in the oral Torah. They don't believe in the Torah Shebaal Peh. This is the main difference. As I heard from Rabbeinu Zal, that these philosophers and scientists, they have delved into, they've studied the world and creation and Hashem ad shehisigu kemoi shehu ho'emes, until they came to one honest realization she'i'efsher lahasigoi ulahavinoi b'shum oifen b'shum achshav adas v'seichel, that it is impossible to understand Hashem for the human mind to be able to understand the Creator and the whole creation and everything whatsoever. Because the human mind is not capable of understanding Hashem, period. Avol ze yef shel hasig besifchlom, Eich Shaykh Eze Mitzvah Vavoyd Olav the Yisborach Behem. But what they also can't understand, what they also can't make any sense out of is, how is it possible to serve Hashem, to serve this Creator, by putting on tzitzis, or by putting on tefillin, or by eating kosher? Because this is something that they can't rationalize using their processes of scientific thought and rationale and intelligence, can't make any sense out of it. And that's where their main denial comes in, where they don't accept, you know, the mitzvahs of the Torah, the whole package of serving Hashem, how we relate to Hashem, how we serve Hashem. U'machmazeh heim rechoikim meho emes kol kach. And it's for that reason that they're so far away from the truth. Ki ikar emunah hashleima hu emunas Yisrael am kodosh shezochino lekabalas ha-toyra kodosh ha-dei Moshe Rabbeinu l'Hashem. Because the main faith in Hashem is the faith that the Jewish people have, who were zeicha to receive the Holy Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. She'ikar yisoida, whereby the main basis, the main foundation is, lahamin, to believe, she'af al pi shashem izborach meroimam umenusa mikol ha'avoida shelodom, that even though Hashem is way above anything physical, and Hashem is way above any of the service that we do for Him, that we could do or not do for Him, afal pi kein, despite that, hu chofetz ba'avodasenu, He wants us to serve Him. Hashem wants us to do certain things and not to do certain things to please Him. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says in the Navi, v'yovisa tehila, you, Hashem, want the praise and service that comes to you from those people who are made from dirt and those people who are made from physical matter. It's just that we can't rationalize that. We can't explain that logically. How it makes sense, how this Hashem, who has no body, no, you know, how Hashem benefits or enjoys in any way what we earthlings are doing down here. Whether we mix the wool with the linen or we mix the wool with the rayon. That how that changes the world, how that changes all the different worlds.